Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Thanks for joining me today for your news roundup. Well, it's happened again just within the last 24 hours, this time in Chicago, Illinois. Breaking news. A private security officer working in an apartment complex has shot and killed the driver of a vehicle that was heading toward the security officers. Police say the man was involved in a domestic quarrel in the Woodlawn neighborhood of Chicago, Illinois, yesterday afternoon. Quentin Sharp, 25, of the 6300 block of South King Drive, was pronounced dead yesterday at about 5:30 p.m. after being taken to the Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn. Police said that Sharp was attempting to flee the scene after grabbing a six-year-old boy and then trying to flee the parking lot. Police say that he maneuvered his vehicle at a high rate of speed toward two security officers. One officer opened fire, striking and killing Sharp, shooting him in the head. The six-year-old boy, who was also inside the vehicle, was uninjured, police say. Police are investigating this. They do not expect to bring charges against the security officers, but that will be left up to the district attorney to determine. This is the second shooting involving a private security officer in an apartment complex within the last few days. In the first incident, a security officer in Houston, Texas, shot and killed a man after he was involved in a minor traffic collision within the apartment complex. He killed the driver of that vehicle. The security officer has since been charged with murder. A comical situation out of Linwood, Washington, near Seattle yesterday. A man accidentally shot himself in the testicles at the Lowe's Home Improvement store. Police there say that the man had a handgun in his waistband of his pants. The gun apparently accidentally charged. One round struck the man between the legs, injuring him. He was taken to the hospital with injuries to his testicles and his leg and foot. Police say he was obviously in shock. No word as to whether or not the man lawfully was carrying the weapon. Detroit, Michigan, police there say that an elderly 91-year-old man who had just won a small casino jackpot died after a 56-year-old suspect grabbed the winning ticket from his hand and began to run out of the casino. Frank Pierce, 91, had just won $240 and was holding the winning ticket when the suspect grabbed it from him. He gave chase as he was identifying the suspect in the parking lot to a local police officer. He collapsed and died at the scene. The suspect's name has been withheld, unknown what charges he may face in this case. In Las Vegas, Nevada, Heartland Security, a locally owned alarm and security company, was honored this past weekend at the National Security and Fire Conference, which was held in Las Vegas. Heartland Security was awarded the coveted title of 2009 Western Division Security Pro Dealer of the Year for being an exemplary performer and for their company practices. The prestigious award is given annually to a security dealer who's selected among thousands and who provides superior performance, customer service and satisfaction, business performance, and community stewardship. Heartland Security is owned by People's Cooperative Services, Tri-County Electric, and Freeborn Mower Cooperative Services, along with 10 other Minnesota cooperatives, and provides security systems, video surveillance, card access to both businesses and residential customers throughout Minnesota. Well, if you're hiring or if you're looking for a job, I know a company who's hiring private security personnel. In fact, the company is currently recruiting 1,100 security officers. This is in Canada for the G20 summit. Contemporary Security of Canada has posted job openings for security screeners who will be using metal detectors to look for people entering the secured perimeters in Toronto and Huntsville, Canada. Guards will be working between June 15th and June 28th. Some expected to work as many as 100 hours each. The pay, $20 to $24 each. If you're interested, you're encouraged to apply online at Contemporary Security Canada. The company is also holding interviews at numerous locations throughout Canada through the first week of June. Two men are dead. Police are investigating it as a double murder in Travis County, Texas, outside of a strip club early this morning. Police say that an argument in the parking lot escalated into a brawl. The two men, who have not yet been identified, were shot and killed. Police are not certain if the club's security officers were involved in the shooting. The case is still under investigation. In Galveston, Texas, a uniformed security officer working at the Walmart shopping center was able to intervene in an aggravated assault in progress. Police say that the security officer observed two men chasing a third person around the parking lot with a baseball bat, hitting him. The security officer apprehended Alex Palamo of Houston and detained him until police could arrive. A second person was also arrested in the parking lot for interfering with police. Palamo of Houston, Texas, faces two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, assault causing bodily injury, criminal mischief. He's being held on a $512,000 bond. The 20-year-old nephew of the man, also arrested, charged with interfering with police. He has been booked. His bond is $1,500. A very funny, unique, and somewhat sad story out of New York. It has really nothing to do with security, but it is a case of fraud. Police there say June Smith, 72, who is post-hysterectomy, has no candidacy for being a mother and has never had a certain test. All of a sudden got her Medicaid bill showing that she's had a pregnancy test, a semen analysis, and prostate exams. Was conducted in Florida, California, Arizona, and New Mexico. Police say that someone or someones had somehow ripped off her Medicare ID number and used it throughout the Southwest areas in the tune of $50,000. Police are investigating. There are no suspects. Medicaid and Medicare fraud is a $60 billion a year crime. Investigators believe that the number was passed to persons, possibly in Mexico, from one of the medical providers that the woman was associated with. A lot of talk on the web in the last few days about an Evansville, Indiana man who's been arrested and charged with 62 counts of possession of child pornography. Police there were alerted that Richard Granzo, 42, of Evansville, had been seen on a Florida beach taking pictures of children. That in itself, not too much out of the ordinary, except that this beach was a nudity beach. Police in Florida got reports that the man had been taking pictures of children who were naked. Police sent that information to authorities in Evansville, and they served a search warrant over the weekend and found not only pictures that he had taken in Florida, but elsewhere of children in undress or semi-undress situations. In Vineland, New Jersey, police there say that mall security alerted them Saturday to a man in the parking lot who was performing lewd acts. Security and police officers responded to Cumberland Mall, where they arrested Arthur Stubbs, 38, of Durham Lane, Columbus. charged him with lewdness after mall security officers observed him on their surveillance system masturbating in his pickup truck near the JCPenney. Security say that the man then left the parking area and drove to another side of the mall where he continued his lewd acts. By the time police arrived, he was about to leave. Police were able to stop and question him. They have charged him with several counts of lewd acts in public. In West City, Illinois, a Roman Catholic priest is in trouble. Police there say the priest was arrested for shoplifting at a local Walmart. Loss prevention agents observed the man, identified as Stephen Poole, 41, a Roman Catholic priest, stealing numerous items within the store. They say that he went to the self-scanning area and failed to scan a $60 sofa cover, a container of butter, and several other items. He then returned to the store where he stole a foam mattress and switched barcodes on a number of other items. Poole has been arrested and charged with several fraud counts, felony charges. Police say that in 2001, he was also convicted of stealing an antique pub sign from an antique shop. He was sentenced to 2 years of probation and 100 hours of community service for that theft. In Little Rock, Arkansas, over the weekend, more than 100 security officers provided security for the Riverfest Festival. Security officers manned checkpoints, patrolled the grounds, and kept the peace. Numerous law enforcement officers were also on the scene. There were several arrests, but no major incidents. Nashville, Tennessee police say that they're about to roll out a new weapon in the gang wars, people and paper. That's right, people and paper instead of weapons. Police there are about to use civil injunctions to move gang members out of certain areas. Although this has been long used in the West Coast, police in the Nashville metro area has yet to begin using this technique. The gang unit has deployed 6 additional detectives and extra personnel to begin the injunctions. Other police departments are monitoring to see if this strategy will work. We too will keep our eyes on it and report back to you. Lexington, Kentucky, a security officer on duty at the Holland Truck Company off Mercer Road said that while he was locking up a gate, he was hit over the head and robbed by 2 men. The security officer was injured and was taken to a local hospital and treated. A short time later, a newspaper delivery man was shot in the neck and robbed on Roosevelt Boulevard. The delivery man, who's about 66 years of age, went to the Thornton's gas station and dialed 911 at about 4:30 in the morning. He was transported to the University of Kentucky Hospital and is expected to recover. However, the bullet is lodged in his back at this time. Police are trying to determine if both robberies are connected. Breaking news yesterday out of North Carolina, in Apex, North Carolina, near the Raleigh-Durham area, 2 people are dead at a Super Target store. Police there say that a 59-year-old employee, Guadalupe Rosas of Apex, was shot and killed while on duty inside the store. Police say that a man entered the store armed, yelling for people to get out of his way. He then proceeded to shoot the employee. Responding police officers surrounded the man. He then committed suicide in the store. 4 other employees and a number of shoppers were injured as they tried to flee the store. Minor injuries reported. They were all treated and released on scene or at local hospitals. According to the American Bar Association, approximately 1.3 million women and 835,000 men are physically assaulted by an intimate partner annually in the United States. More than 1,000 women are murdered every year by a spouse or partner. Apex Police and North Carolina State law enforcement agencies are investigating the shooting. A security officer was injured early this morning at a nightclub outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Police officers say that the security officer was trying to break up a rowdy group in the parking lot. They turned on him. There is no word on his injuries, but he was taken to a local hospital, treated, and released. No arrest in this case. That wraps up today's news headlines. A couple of programming notes we'd like to make you aware of. Tomorrow, our regularly scheduled program on Wednesday will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's an exciting show. Tomorrow we will be talking about de-escalating and escalating the use of force. When to, and how to decide which direction you need to go. Tomorrow's show, we have an exciting guest, Buford Toon, a 30-year police veteran of the Metro Nashville Police Department, owner of a security and law enforcement training school in Nashville, Tennessee, and a security and law enforcement combat trainer out of Dallas, Texas, will both be our guests tomorrow. You won't want to miss that. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll also have a call-in segment where you can ask questions. We'd also like to remind you that our chapters are opening this month. We have a number of chapters opening within the next few weeks. If you are interested in becoming a chapter manager or want to get involved in an area chapter, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com and we will contact you. We welcome all applicants. Coming up this month, we also have the big one-of-a-kind online security expo, training online, vendors online. It'll be just like being right there in Atlanta or Nashville or Seattle or someplace else at a convention. This is a very unique, one-of-a-kind event. You'll be able to be at the convention live in front of your computer screen. You won't want to miss that. Stay tuned for more information coming up on that. If you're listening to our news roundup today and you are not a member of the association, we do cordially invite you to join. It's just $35 a year. There are many benefits, too many for me to mention today, but you can go to our website at www.privateofficer.com/securityassociation. We have great benefits for our members, and many more will be added in the upcoming months. That concludes our broadcast for today. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to be here tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be an exciting training event. You won't want to miss it. Have a great day. Be safe. Be blessed. And we'll talk to you again on the radio.